Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
Sex.
Fine.
Talking.
Bullshit.
You
are
mine.
Mine.
No.
Sex.
Stop.
Why?
Truly, truly, down. Oh, my, my, my.
Sounded times.
I thought you was gonna play another one bites the dust.
Which would have been appropriate.
Yeah. You know how though?
They killed Prince, my nigga. They killed him.
When she said Black Lives Matter, they killed him.
Somebody killed that nigga.
That said no foul play though.
But how they just found them in the crib?
The maids, you know, the people that come over and clean up every day.
Did they say the maid called?
I don't know. I wasn't
there.
There
you go. Me either. I ain't hear nothing about no maid calling, talking about she found the body. How he just turned up dead.
Did he have any kids?
How he do that?
Did he have any kids?
I don't know. I don't think so, huh? I mean, you know. It's arguably a situation concerning his orientation. Some niggas would say he was a faggot. Some people would say he wasn't. Personally, I don't think the nigga was homo.
And if he was, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, at the end of the day, who gives a fuck, man? But, the nigga was banging Apollonia, nigga. So, you know, the nigga couldn't have been a faggot, nigga. Banging Apollonia, nigga. She was fun.
I used to bang that bitch, too, and then I woke up.
You know what I'm saying? I used to bang that bitch with my left hand, nigga. Apollonia, nigga. Apollonia, nigga.
Who the fuck was laughing
like
that?
In the house.
What's good? What's good?
Yo, somebody else is in the house, too. Hold on for a second. Yo.
What's up, brothers?
Oh.
How's everybody doing?
What?
Doing pretty fine, man. How are you?
What?
Yeah, I was listening to your conversation, man, and, you know, it's heavy, man. I got to make the shit on it.
Right?
If you're ready for it.
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
Wait, well, before we go into it. Wait a second. Because we have made provisions just in case you ain't call. So let me just get these out the way right
well,
now.
My bad. I'm sorry, baby.
Wait. Hold on.
Yo, Mike, that squad is too far. Me and my boobies is going to the Continental on After Place. If you want to roll through, then holla. Other than that, fuck you, bitch. Your mic. That squad is too far. Me and my boobie is going to the Continental on After Place. If you want to roll through, then holla. Other than that, fuck you, bitch.
Was that me?
Hold on. We ain't done
yet. That me?
We ain't done yet, nigga. We ain't done yet, nigga.
Come
check
on.
It out.
Check
it out. Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy. Front ass, nigga. Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy. Front ass, nigga. Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy. Front ass, nigga.
That was dope.
Yo,
man.
Mizzle, where you at, B? I'm out in the village, man. I just got into some shit with this bitch. Fucking took that hoe out. I'm doing my thing. Holla.
Oh, you're hurting me right now. So never be another
session
on this nigga phone again. Oh, that was ugly. I'm glad I wasn't talking about nobody. Word up.
We love you, baby. Welcome back, my nigga. Welcome back.
What's going on, man? Yeah, it was good to be back, brothers, man. It feels real good. And for those out there that don't know who this is Big Soul Whirly World.
There you go,
back
baby.
In the game.
All right, so, shed some light on the situation, brother.
Well, if y'all saw one of his interviews, man, but you ever heard about the chemtrails?
Uh-huh.
Now, he was dropping science about that, right? You know that guy was a deep individual, you know, and he had the money to push whatever he might have been thinking about. So, you know, once he started touching on subjects like that, and he was dutiful, and he could do that, you know, the powers that be might have said, this brother got to go.
Yep, they did it to Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, man. That chemtrail thing is like, it's, I don't know, for those of y'all out there that don't know about it, I'm going to shed a little light. When you look up in the sky and you see these planes going by, leaving these white trails in the sky, it's called chemical trails, man, chemtrails. And we don't know what is dropping on our people to make us ill out. It's going in our water, it's going in our bodies, you know? It's a spooky thing. Y'all niggas is crazy.
And on Global Lock Radio, we bring facts. Okay, we don't bring bullshit to the table. We bring facts. And to back that up, what my nigga is saying. Hold on, to back up what my nigga World is saying. We're gonna jump right into it. Hold on. Listen to this.
I want to go back to Jack Johnson because he's still in the back of my head. I can't get him out of my head where this conversation is concerned. Who have you felt most often like in the ring fighting the record industry? Like Jack or the opponent?
Oh, like Jack.
Like Jack?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, because I knew I was right. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about this in our very first interview and conversation together. It's obvious now that artists are supposed to own their master recordings. I mean, in the future, it'll be unconscionable to even think you can take somebody's creation and claim ownership of it. See, unfortunately, this discussion is going to start to barrel into a discussion about the human genome and the DNA and all the rest of it. When it gets there, then we're going to be in the deep water.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it's better to start the conversation now before we get into God talk, you know.
There are four songs that I want to ask you about, and I did what I have never done before, which is to actually print these lyrics out. Some of them, I'm since the record is so new, I'm learning some of them. I got some of them memorized.
Who gave you the lyrics, though? I've seen some really strange rewrites of my stuff.
Well,
I've seen one time they said the lyrics to When Doves Cry was... dig, if you will, the picture of me, Marvin Gaye, and the kids.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And then there was another one. This person will go unnamed.
Yes.
She didn't speak the English language too good.
Right.
She had a really cute daughter, so that's why we was acquaintances.
Yeah.
But she swore up and down, Little Red Corvette, was pay the rent, collect.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
So you need to let me check that.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fast learner, so I'm not going to read none of these on the air. I'm just going to ask you about the songs and about the lyrical content. And for those who don't have the record, you can go to lotusflower.com and get it and follow along at home, even if you're 2 or 3 days late. You can play this back and follow along. In no particular order, since we mentioned Dreamer first, tell me about Dreamer.
Oh, well... when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us. Mm-hmm. Because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so, oh, that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And the next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it. Mm-hmm. Because I was so moved that I had to write the song.
And then when you leave.
Wow.
When you leave. With all the hassle. Can you have that love?
Love.
I'm so tired of you black folks walking around looking all evil like that's going to change something. Looking all mean and talking all crazy. Let them tell you about your children. If I sit here today and these are all white folks and they're putting some sleeping pill in my water and I sit up here and doze off and go to sleep and everybody told in the world, niggas is lazy. They tired. No, that's because you too naive enough to know what they putting in my water. Okay? Your children ain't violent because they black. They ain't violent. Most people in the world live in a ghetto. They don't kill people. What are you putting in my malt liquor, white boy?
Word.
What are you putting in? Huh? Hear me. And it's your fault, too. Malt liquor is made by white companies, but only sold in black neighborhoods, and you ain't checked it to see what's in it. Huh? Mm. How much lead are you putting in my neighborhood? Lead affects my thinking capacity. Lead is only one thing on the planet more dangerous than lead, and that's manganese. Manganese will make you kill your mama. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to see the largest homicide rate in the world, it ain't in no black ghetto in America. It's a little town in Australia where them white folks' homicide rate is 200 times what their population is. And that town just happened to be located across the street from a manganese plant.
Sit back down, Dick. Don't lose that mic. Yeah.
That town is located across the street from a manganese plant. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm sleeping? How in the world can a 9-year-old child find a heroin man, but the FBI can't find it, and you gonna tell me that's a black thing? Y'all crazy? What is this about? These are the things that need to change while this brother and sister's on their way to the White House. And when you see Hillary and y'all see Brother Barack thanking for me, and you white folks need to be thankful, because if y'all had a brother like me, y'all would really be in trouble.
Baby, now who was that? That was dope. Yeah, that's what made me check out the chemtrails. That's Dick Gregory.
Yeah.
What you put in my malt liquor, white boy?
In my malt liquor, nigga.
What you
and now look
in
at
my
that.
Malt liquor.
When Prince kicked that knowledge, all of a sudden he got the flu. With all the money that this brother has, and they knew that he was enlightened and that he has the power to make change because he affects a lot of people that will follow him, they said, this nigga got to go.
Well, we got over 20,000 listeners. What you think they're going to do to us now?
Well, nigga, we already marked for death. We dying anyway. No, why we dying? Let me tell you like this. They said we're going to put Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. feel like, nigga, you can have that because we're about to carry on anyway. Yo, nigga, money is about to be obsolete, nigga.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't know how I feel about that Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. I don't think I really like that. I don't know.
Man, I don't want her on that white man's blood money.
Yeah, that shit seems a little suspicious to me, man.
Dude, look, I said, remember I told
that $20 bill. That $20 bill is really only going to be worth like $10 or some shit, my nigga.
Yo, dude,
they trying some flim flam shit.
Remember I told y'all,
you got that Harriet Tubman 20, nigga. That shit only worth $10.
I bet you better start keeping your Jacksons, because them shit's going to be worth more money back in later on. I feel like you better start buying some goddamn guns,
right now,
nigga. You better start buying some guns and get ready. It don't matter, man. New money is plastic, brother. If you ain't got it, you late. You behind. If your money ain't plastic, you behind, brother.
Well, shit, even with that plastic, it don't make no difference. Soon, like I said, man, with that, and I do tend to read Illuminati here and there, Illuminati book. And, like I said, when paper money becomes too much to handle in your pocket, or plastic is too whack, like I said, they're going to put that chip in your head where you're going to have to buy food, your check will go to that chip, everything. You have to move like that.
And they're going to force you to get it.
Yeah, it's just like a credit card.
Money is not in circulation anymore. So now you have to get that chip in order to go to the grocery store. If you want to feed your family, you're going to get it. So everybody that got EBT are going to be the first niggas that get it.
Oh, hell yeah. They're still not getting it.
Hey, yo. I just want to say shout out to this nigga World for calling in. We queued up a couple of sound effects for you. We queued up a couple of songs too. Here's the one that we all decided on.
My daughter gonna love this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All my diamond shine, cause they really damn.
My song.
Hello.
Hello.
Whoa. What the deal?
This is my comeback music.
Word up, baby.
Comeback music.
Big. I got two songs, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two songs, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp popping, I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring.
Thank you. real quick, brother Mo. You see how the Trinity comes together, brother? I just brought up the chemtrails, and you already had that in key. Lord,
yeah, brother. That's the Lord.
Well,
man.
We gotta make sure you talk as much as you can. We don't want your phone to cut off.
Yeah, man. Bring the chemtrails.
Wait. Is that my name? Is that the most?
That's
Moses, baby. Oh, Moses, no one knows this. How many times you put it in a hole, Mo? How many times you put it in the hole?
We about over 1,000.
My nigga. Well, you know what? Yo, I couldn't pay my phone bill, brother. The truth. I was sniffing too much cocaine and fucking white girls. Booyah. Booyah.
We could tell
by the messages you were sending. Oh, no, I told those messages for real, because you was lying, nigga, and you don't want me to blow that up.
I don't lie, dog.
Nigga, this nigga, yo, check this out. You want it? Because I'll give it to you.
Yeah, give it up. Give it, right. Give it how you live it.
Yo, this guy always, he's like, yo, I'm out chilling, drinking. I'm like, all right, set, cool. So I hit the brother up. We hit me up saying, I'm chilling with a bunch of bitches in Harlem, this, that, and the third. Now, he just hits me up. Now, when you call him back, all of a sudden, he's
PJ Nick Nicole, or respond to any Texas. But to me, that's bullshit. Bullshit. You do that all the time, nigga. All the time. Take that.
I have no comments, man.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Yo, it's more for me,
shower,
bro.
Jerking off and crying, nigga, while I was living.
Yo, y'all heard the messages.
Yo, you see? Man, can't say nothing, right? Mm-hmm. This kid.
I
think you should just shut up and let
the nigga stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy, front ass nigga.
You had to let that brother know early. Cut that out.
Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy, front ass nigga.
See that nigga? I keep it early.
Yo, what? I told this nigga to come meet me. He talk about he going to some hotel, man. Fuck out of here, nigga.
No, nigga. Like I said,
you
called me
you
and
frightened.
I responded back to you within a minute. And you can't get no call.
Nigga, you told me it's too far.
Yeah,
we got the message.
I'm not hearing you. Yo, boom, play that skit again.
Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy, front ass nigga.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
But yo, it is good to be back with my brothers, man. I feel home again, brother.
That's what it is, man. This is home, nigga. Don't get it
yo,
twisted.
You still at work?
Oh, nah, baby. I'm somewhere in the mix of the ghetto.
Yo,
man.
Next time
I'm in a heroin whore's house.
Yeah, next time you invite me out, man, make sure the chick can stay up, man.
What are you talking about?
Whatever you giving them bitches, man, stop.
Again, what the hell are you talking about?
Next time you invite me out, make sure the bitch can stay up.
Oh, well, that wasn't my fault. They was heavily drinking, and you didn't come early enough. Sorry.
They were heavily drinking and heavily doing everything else, motherfucker.
What the fuck does that mean? I got it prepped for you, you dumb nigga.
No, I don't need nothing prepped, you piece of shit.
All right, check this out. When the world calls, nigga, you know what you're in for. Otherwise, step
yeah,
the fuck
man.
Off.
No, nigga, you need to clean your act up, nigga.
What?
You need to get the pussy ready for me, motherfucker.
Man, I'm not ready in anything for you. Why are we talking about? Let's move on, brothers. We're getting off the topic.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yo, Mike took the blue pill.
No, I didn't take no pills.
He
I
believe what
shorty.
He wants to believe, nigga.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
That's all world's offering. Nothing more.
I give shorty the pills Bill gave him.
Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy, front ass nigga.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo, I had to let him have it.
Oh, shit.
Rolling with that front and shit, nigga.
Yo, let these niggas do the sports, man. Come on. I need to do the sports, man.
Hey, wild people, man. Wild people.
Where we at, man?
What's good, man?
This
nigga is hiding in the background.
I'm not
this shit, stop hiding, nigga.
Cop, I could take my cocaine break right now.
I'm gonna take my 1738 break right now too.
Oh, 1738.
You gotta watch it.
I don't know what
that
means.
That's
like enlighten me.
That's that new.
That's
show.
That Fetty Wap shit right there.
Yeah, that's new.
What's that? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
you don't know what stuff is.
You don't support me,
what
it is. Little
that's
nigga.
Stuff. That's major stuff. You don't know.
1738, nigga. That's that little nigga shit.
Yeah, nigga. If I don't know, it ain't worth knowing, baby. I'm on that vinyl shit, nigga. Vinyl.
Did you see these almonds on my split? Almonds on your split. Mr. Reverend, you know.
Say it, bro.
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson. Do you see these almonds on my split? Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson. I see them almonds on your split. Mr. Reverend, you know I don't like almonds on my split.
That's me talking to Mike right now.
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson. I know you don't like almonds on your split.
That's Mike.
Did you put these almonds on my split, Mr. Reverend? No, sir, Mr. Johnson.
No, sir.
Jimmy, the new boy. Jimmy.
Jimmy. Come here.
Give me a few ticks.
No, sir, Mr. Johnson.
When I was drilling his ass. That's part of it.
No,
come
sir, Mr. Johnson.
Let me give you a little.
You
still, I don't like little shit in my life, nigga.
No,
sir.
No,
sir. Come here, you don't like that lying shit, nigga.
No,
sir.
No,
better respect that man, boy.
I know you don't like almonds on your split.
What? The fuck does this nigga think he fucking with? Anyway, let's
he got four. He got two phones.
Shout out to this nigga for being back, man. Definitely, man. We love you, nigga.
And I love y'all too, brother. Man. I feel good, man.
Look at me.
Thanks for allowing me back.
Yo, can we get our money back that we put up for this guy in the GoFundMe?
Can I get my money back that I put up for you 1,000 fucking times?
Money, money back.
How about that? How about that money? Again, nigga.
No, sir.
Shut the fuck up.
Who's he talking to?
Yo, they killed Prince, man. They motherfucking
killed
Prince, my nigga.
And yeah, they gonna kill us
He's
next.
Dead. He's dead.
Did you guys go vote?
Hey, mama.
Yeah, I voted.
Hell no. Vote for what?
Nigga, you
I never vote.
Dad. You don't have to vote. Nigga, you just staying out.
What the fuck you voting
out.
For, nigga? What the fuck you voting for, nigga?
They threw Trump out there for you monkeys to get excited and not pay attention to what they're about to do to your ass.
Ain't nobody counting your vote, nigga.
What? Crazy?
He voting to die. That's it.
They say, whose vote is this? Mr. Hall's? Throw that shit out
Mr.
the motherfucker window, nigga. Rip that
Mr.
shit
Hall.
Up.
Mr. Hall was in.
This motherfucking Gerald is drinking nigga who does what he wants. Fuck his vote.
How you gonna call me a derelict drinker? Every time you drink, every time you drink and get high, you fucking always get into some shit.
Hey, Johnny, Hall tried to vote again.
These niggas never learn, do they?
Yo, for every three black people, that's considered one vote. They still haven't changed that law.
Nigga, look, when you go to vote, right?
Y'all niggas is one-third. Y'all niggas is one-third a person.
Yeah. One-third a vote?
You know what they do?
Yeah.
They take those votes so your ass to be happy thinking you're voting, but you think they're really going to choose who you want? Get the fuck out
of here. If you say you're black on your thing when you sign up for DMV, your vote doesn't count until the
third
person.
Your vote doesn't fucking count, you dumb nigga. Trump supporter. This nigga sounds like a Trump supporter, you dumb nigga. Your shit doesn't count, motherfucker.
You gotta put yourself as other to make sure your vote
counts. Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy, front ass, nigga.
This fucking. Why is this drone on the show? This fucking drone. He's looking for the man.
No, I'm just being truthful, nigga.
Yo, he's gonna stick us with that injection Chris got.
I was sitting at Capital from a place long from here, and I came here for one reason: to attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to sin. Sin the power of words. down everybody's throat in the WWE till I become sick of it. Well, you're gonna get sick of it, because this freaking nation right here is just beginning to swell. And when I get big enough, brother, there ain't gonna be room for anybody else but me and all the warriors floating through the veins and the power of the warrior. How must I prepare, you must ask yourself. Should I jump off the tallest building in the world? Should I lay on the lawn and let him run over me with lawnmowers? Should I go to Africa and let him topple me with raging elephants? Ah, you can feel it, dude! You can feel it! Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel. Load it with the warriors. In my final meeting with the gods from the heavens above, as they spoke to me and hit me with the power of the ultimate warrior, they told me, exit stage left! Exit stage right! There is no place to run. All the fuses in the exit signs have been burned out with the...
You got me angry.
He's angry.
He's
the warrior.
Yo, on that note,
Shout out to the nigga church on Block Talk Radio. The nigga church flowing through the veins. That wrestler China died too. That's why I played that. The wrestler China.
But he was on his deathbed though.
Oh, well, shout out to Pearl Washington, my nigga. He was from Brooklyn, my nigga.
What was that about China? China couldn't even shine in her death. Prince had to take that from her.
Nah, they die in threes, man. They die
in
threes.
Yeah, you know that
shit. Shit is crazy, man. Yeah, niggas better start making plans, man, to head to Canada. That's where I'm going.
Hey, nigga, after this show, we're not making it to Canada.
Oh, speak for yourself, nigga. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, nigga. You can't escape.
I'm escaping.
They put that shit on TV for niggas to see, man. Look at that Walking Dead shit. What do you think that's about, my nigga?
Oh, of course, baby.
Yeah, of course.
That's everybody gets infected with diseases. You know what I'm saying? We got to be worried about the Zika virus this fucking spring and summer, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to be infected just walking around like zombies.
All this is man-made, man.
I can't get no bitch pregnant this year because of that Zika shit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No bitches.
I'm getting them pregnant because they'll be dead before I gotta pay child support.
Oh shit. Yo, leaders and Moose said it already, dog.
That was fucked up. I think
sounded
that's
the Zika's, nigga.
Oh. R.I.P. Fight.
What's the manila on your paper? It's the brittle with a cracker jack caper. Now he said that I was off on my own. I did a flip on flip to a brontosaurus bone. Here goes the edible eat, cause I eat sweets, not steaks or meats. I got style. Get it, honey child, in it to win it. 1 mile to mile through the speaker. Double back the leaker. It's the sound of the Zikas.
Oh. It's the sound of the Zikas, nigga.
Yo, we predicted that shit in 91, nigga.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Nigga, hip-hop predicted that shit in 91.
Yeah, niggas better stock up on bug repellent, nigga.
I ain't stocking up on nothing, nigga. I'm gonna bring
those
poison they
get
me.
Get those off-fucking candles. Why, you want your babies coming out with small heads? Yo, shout out to Small Head, my nigga.
Why not? I ain't got to get no weeds for that baby. I ain't got to do that here.
Well, if I got to go to court, I'll blame it on Small Head.
Small Head.
Niggas gonna have a bunch of babies looking like Demetrius out here in the streets.
So small head got a big head. I don't know why they call me small head.
Small
head. Yo,
I got the edibles.
When are these niggas gonna do the sports? They were supposed to do the sports.
I thought we already did it.
I know, right?
Yo, we didn't do no playoff game, no baseball, no nothing.
No,
yo,
no baseball happened, man. We got to talk.
It's 10:42. Drop the sports, because I gotta let something go today before we get off the air.
Wait a minute.
Yo, dude, man. Yo, jerking off don't count.
Come on,
man. You jerk off every night.
It's my new venture, baby, and it's hardcore.
Yo, when are we gonna go? When are we gonna do 2 minutes in the crib?
Oh well, we could do that too, but I got some new shit. No, it's called Two Niggas in the Crib.
Two niggas. That sound right.
That's me and Mike sitcom.
Two niggas in the crib.
In the crib.
Because you know how they say
for like 3 years already.
Wait, you're like two.
You know how they be saying we don't work in nothing. So it's just like two niggas in the crib, living off the land, living off our bitches and land.
Pussy in the crib.
Two seasons of.
See, you're taking it on a sexual point. We're taking it off how they judge us.
Two niggas in the crib.
Two niggas in the crib. They always say we just always.
It's like a hood sign, so.
We don't do
the
nothing.
Black odd couple.
We just in the crib, just doing dumb
the
shit.
Black odd couple.
Every
yo,
day
yo,
wake
well.
Up is a new episode.
Remember when we did the Hood Chef, my nigga, in Wu-Tang Projects, nigga?
You still have it, though?
I gotta find that shit.
That has never been shown, and that shit was dope, man. That has to be
shown. That shit was funny as hell.
As hell.
When we do find it, it will be on Global Lock Radio on YouTube. And
pretty
we will
much,
let you guys know.
That must
we'll
be played,
let you guys
man.
Know through the Twitter. Global
Bilderberg
Lock Talk.
Rothschild. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio.
That's why we're going to catch a needle, too, because the name of that show. Niggas know we deep.
No. I'm going to say, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Ooh.
I ain't no Walking Dead, nigga. You a Walking Dead motherfucker.
Nigga, I'm so high.
Yeah.
They stick me with something that ain't going to work.
They're going to say, we got this one already.
Yo, well, since this nigga ain't doing
one.
The sports.
He's for the sports, man.
What's up with this nigga African Bambaataa? Unless we're gonna save that shit for another show.
Yeah.
Ooh, what? Touching little boy?
Head. African Bambaataa, the boy toucher.
Yeah, he gay.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna say he didn't do it.
He did it.
If I'm gonna, come on, man. If I'm gonna root for Cosby, I'm gonna root for him. He didn't do it.
That nigga did that shit.
No, that's different. That's different with Cosby.
So how you know he touched you, motherfucker?
Maybe
he
did.
Yo.
Next one, Ed Flexin. I'm the bread, and you are just a crumb off. Jerking your Jimmy, but you still can't come off. Up on my cherry, the berry, but
not. Jerking your Jimmy, but you still can't come off.
Come on. What?
Yo, did you guys hear what this dude OJ said when he comes out of jail?
What?
He's not coming out of jail, though.
Exactly.
How do you know? Who told you that?
Well, the doctor said he's diagnosed with the disease that
CTE.
Movie Will Smith did. Shout out to Will Smith.
CTE. That's what he got.
He got injected,
too. Concussion, nigga. Woo just hung up on himself. Shout out to Woo for hanging up on himself.
He got a concussion.
CTE.
Yeah,
Woo did, nigga.
The man is caught, so he's out of here.
He just hung up on himself, but he called back. Here you go.
Nah,
welcome back,
man.
CTE,
nah,
man.
That's what CTE. That's what OJ said, though.
That's what OJ got.
What did he say? You didn't even say what he said, motherfucker.
Word.
Oh, nah. He said that he wanted, when he comes out of jail, he wants to date the chick, Kris Jenner.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, he's familiar with jail. He's been banging some jail stuff.
Yeah, but wait, wasn't he cool? Wasn't he cool with her first baby daddy anyway?
He is cool.
Yeah.
They say he was real cool with all the transsexuals.
And that was a great show, too, man.
What show? The People versus OJ. It wasn't that it was good. It was entertaining.
But nah, the shit was good,
nigga. What the fuck does that mean, you idiot? It was entertaining. That means it's good. I'm sick of this nigga, man.
What makes it good?
They're gonna have to bring
good.
A new button back, man. With stupid shit like that. What makes it good is the
good
truth. Is entertaining. Is it entertaining
good,
dumb fuck?
No. What makes it good would have been that it was more truthful to the story.
I
know if I ever was in a classroom with these two guys, man, I would always get in trouble. I would just be laughing for no reason.
Hello, I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn House of Hoops. You want a raffle for the Kobe 11th and the size 12? They release April 13th. You have to come before 6 p.m. On April 13th, to purchase your pair. After 6 p.m., you forfeit your pair.
I'll come in your mouth, bitch. Shut up.
Hello, I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn House of Hoops. You want a raffle for the Kobe 11th and the size 12? They release April 13th. You have to come before 6 p.m. On April 13th, to purchase your pair. After 6 p.m., you forfeit your pair.
Was she getting digged down and shit? Listen real close. Sound like she was getting digged down.
Hello, I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn House of Hoops. You want a raffle for the Kobe 11th and the size 12?
Man, what the fuck is this?
They release April 13th. You have to come before 6 p.m. On April 13th, to purchase your pair. After 6 p.m., you forfeit your pair.
I think I'm about to go to the bathroom on this one, man.
Hello, I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn House of Hoops. You want a raffle for the Kobe 11th and the size 12? They release April 13th. You have to come before 6 p.m. on April 13th.
Shout out to Mike for fucking that one up. Shorty called
like
this nigga. Shorty called this nigga to let him know he won the raffle, but
he
didn't pick
up
the phone and he didn't check his voicemail. And they sold his shoes to somebody else. Shout out to this nigga, Mike.
Dumbass.
He don't even call me or text me no more. He be on Fifth Avenue walking with his new friends and shit, man. It's all good. We used to ride bikes together.
Tony, what's up with Shaq doing?
Shout out to that nigga. And yo, that's how much this shoe.
Hello, I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn House of Hoops. You want a raffle for the Kobe 11th and the size 12? They release April 13th. You have to come before 6 p.m. on April 13th.
These shoes are worth $1,500.
Hello, I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn House of Hoops. You want a raffle for the Kobe 11th and the size 12? They release April 13th, you have to come before 6 p.m.
That's why I like this nigga. What a jerk.
This nigga missed out on $1,500, my nigga.
He was hanging with his friends, man.
Yo,
he was
hanging
with his friends.
You wanted to pay for those imaginary Harlem hoes you were talking about.
What's up with Shaq Jr.?
Play that shit again, Mo.
Shout out, nigga. Shout out to Cameron, man, with those fucking bullshit ass Reeboks.
Word, them shit just corny,
man. Oh, Cam got some Reeboks up?
Oh, Cameron?
Them shit just whack, my nigga.
Shit just
whack.
Huh?
Yo, did you see Raekwon's Wally?
Them shit just doodle.
Raekwon's
Wally? But the rest are doodle.
Yo, Raekwon's Wally's a fly, man. Purple.
Yeah.
Sorry, those are not Raekwon's.
Yes, they are.
No, you're not.
What?
I just said, no, they're not.
Okay,
they're just
forget. They're just purple. And Raekwon wears them.
I miss
but
fuck
he
you.
Does. He doesn't get a check for it, so it's not his shoe.
And you're not going to get a check for it neither because you didn't show up.
Nigga, stop lying, nigga. You got no goddamn pussy. Front ass, nigga.
Yo, keep that on rotation so this nigga can understand that if he with that bullshit here. Yo, Mo, what I don't understand is how does nigga tape and play the tape of me frying his lying ass? Like, you gave me material.
I didn't tape you. You just left a message. And
I left a message. You were lying, nigga. Lying.
Yo, fuck you,
man.
Yeah,
man.
Walk a fine chalk line and put the needle to the grind.
Yeah.
Representing one kind, seeing eye for the blind. Witness what I carry on, bears a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you wanna purchase.
Yeah.
A dialogue of funk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Beat rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market.
Yeah.
But when you say black, listen, I don't know you lose me.
What?
I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on a major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat
yeah.
your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do.
If they got mine, they got yours too. That nigga said, yo, if they got mine, they got yours too.
Yo, can I do a quick plug?
Go ahead, nigga, this your show.
Well, check this out. I went to the Soul Castle, right? I had to chill for a while. And me and my white boyfriend who plays rock and roll, we came up with a new group called Onion Loaf.
That's
right,
buddy. Onion Loaf.
Onion Loaf.
Onion Loaf.
We're doing a five-borough tour.
Wow.
Okay? And our first hit single is called Chewie's Revenge for Chewbacca when they killed Han Solo.
Wow.
That sounds pretty dope to me, man.
It's going to be heavy, baby. Heavy. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Onion Loaf with Chewie's Revenge sounds pretty dope, my nigga.
Yes, sir. I already got the lyrics. I just finished it tonight, man. It's going to be hard, baby.
Anyway, I'm returning your call. I was on the phone with my friend. She, you know, her husband died.
What the fuck is that?
Van Beament, he died.
Who was that?
So sad. Unnecessary waste. A guy.
That's Moses.
You know,
Moses got a bitch in there.
I mean, he had cancer 4.5 years. Come on. Ridiculous. It took a long time to kill him. Anyway.
Wait. Who is that? Are you talking about Han Solo?
He's too much of that hooch, you know? Not good. Alcohol is just pure sugar. That's all it is. So anyway, so sad. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Take care.
What was that?
That was my crazy white bitch, my nigga. That was my crazy white bitch.
Oh, the one, the wicked?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo. You're crushing the victim.
This kid Raymond is the devil.
He's crushing the victim. He put his
Oh, I found another fucking voicemail too on my shit. That got a nigga dick hard listening to this shit right here.
Raymond, why aren't you answering your phone? Call me back. Raymond.
Ooh, what that is.
What was that?
Raymond, why aren't you answering your phone? Call me back. Later.
Oh.
That's not the wicked. That's not
Raymond,
the wicked.
Why aren't you answering your phone? Call me back.
That sounds like Eva.
Raymond, why aren't you answering your phone?
Yes.
Right on.
There's a lot of dirty business that have gone through these streets.
I don't know what it is.
Wow, that was so cool. It got me hard right now.
Yeah,
thanks, brother.
Straighten it out.
I got two phones.
They ask me if I'm real. My daughter gonna love this shit, yo. All my diamonds shine, cause they really shine.
First of all, why is this music allowed on this show?
I don't know. It was for you, your punk ass.
You ruined the movie, man.
What's your deal?
Thanks for the welcome back love, y'all. I really appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, but
I got two songs, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two songs, one for the beaches and one for the dough. They got these two smoke. Lap popping, I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while they ring, ring, ring.
That is so good.
Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two songs, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two songs, one for the beaches and one for the dough.
See that? You like that shit, right? I like that shit, my nigga.
Yeah, I like it, nigga. That sounds like my life. But it's more like, nigga, I got eight phones.
I got eight phones.
Yo, do you have enough time to share a story?
Nah, we really don't want to hear your stories.
Oh, this one's funny. This one is full of, well, hopefully I don't get arrested by the ASCPA or the dog pound.
So how about you just don't tell the story, because whatever you say on this show, it's pretty much evidence.
You know what? Then I'm just not going to say it then.
Now, if you allegedly say your friend, then you really can't get yourself in trouble.
Well, it's too late now, nigga. I just said me.
Pretty much.
So you might as well just say it, man.
It's over anyway.
Yo, shout out to New and Woo. And Woo and New.
Shout out to Onion.
But not doing sports. Is even Golden State winning?
Yeah, no, losing.
Golden State is losing.
For real?
Yeah, Curry is out again, my nigga. That nigga, this is the second game he ain't playing, son.
And that's the
whole... Yo, that's Wolf. Half-ass reporter.
Well, we was waiting for you to tell your GoFundMe stories, man.
Yeah, man, it's too late now. They already said I was completing myself.
Yo. Now that you're cool.
Yo, another successful show, man. In the bag, nigga.
Thanks for the welcome home party, y'all.
Word, much love to Prince, man, and R.I.P., man.
R.I.P. is out.
I know he's
gonna
find
Vanity tonight. He's gonna do Vanity tonight.
Yo, man.
Oh. Shout out to all the homosexuals.
Apollonia, man. Apollonia, nigga.
Shout out to the transsexuals that listen to the show.
Yo, peace out, world, my nigga.
Let's do another show, man.
I'll be back if I pay my bill next week.
Shout out to all the gays that listen to the show.
We love that support right there. Shout out to Mike in his invisible home.
Shout out to World. His woman works on the
Shout out to everybody that had fund me that put money up so the world can have a phone for 3 months.
Wow. Cold as ice.
Now we can't use that money for his phone, so we're going to do this to pay the bill for the show.
Shout out to Conceited Fat Bitches.
I love you, baby.
One shot me down yesterday.
Shout out to Onion the World. Onion Low.
Onion Low.
Shout out to the crooks that make the world go around.
Shout out to the credit card swipers.
Whoa, whoa. You that motherfucker. Whoa, whoa, you him. Shout out to the guys going to inject us with the shit they get friends with. Shout out to the. Shout out to all the bitches for real ass, man. Say you like, you know, I love
you. Shout out to all the real girls, man.
Shout out to chicks who like dick pics.
Shout out to chicks that like it when it's small.
Yo, shout out to my Colombian Yaz dealer that hooks me up every night.
Hey, shout out to the people.
Peace to the world, man.
Everybody, we need to do a back-to-back show, nigga. We spreading love right now, man.
Everybody loves us. Trust me.
We'll do a back-to-back show. Just put some money up, nigga.
Back-to-back.
I always put money up. My money's never short.
Yo. This nigga need to make up for money, nigga. The next show should be on you, fucking Mike.
The next show will be on your fat bitch who's going to be fucking this weekend, motherfucker.
Yo, nigga, look. Stop talking that shit and come with your bread, nigga. You half-ass motherfucker.